The crisis in Afghanistan is continuing, with still reports coming out of that country about people being unable to get out who would like to flee. But of course, the situation there isn't just about Afghanistan. It is about the broader geopolitical picture. And that's what our editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer, wrote about in his weekend column. Following on your conversation, Andy, with Ian Bremmer of Eurasia Group last week. And it's really interesting because it is such so intertwined, particularly with the relationship with China and its interests in the region. Something I didn't think about until you wrote about it in your column is that the two, China and Afghanistan, share a border. It's a little border, but it's a border nonetheless. And of course, they have a lot of stake in what ends up happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right, Julie. And China, in fact, had a love-hate relationship with the fact that the United States was in Afghanistan. First of all, it wasn't too keen on the United States actually occupying a country that it shared a border with. On the other hand, no doubt the Chinese benefited from the United States stabilizing that country. And there's two things that worry China about Afghanistan. One is radical Islam and those influences coming into Western China, where there's the Uyghur population that China's already struggling with, that is potentially could be more of a problem. And then the other is narcotics and opium and heroin that comes out of that country as well. So now with the United States out, there's a power vacuum there, and the Chinese are going to have to deal with that.
And so do we know how they're going to deal with that? I mean, when you talk to Ian, what was his view as to kind of what happens now and whether this strengthens China? I know he has a view on sort of the different administrations here in the U.S. and how they have dealt with China.
Yeah, that's right. And so Afghanistan, first of all, has this long history of vexing outside forces. You go back to the British in the 1800s, they struggled with this country for 65 years. The Russians, of course, in the 1980s. And now us, you know, we spent $2.2 trillion and 2,500 U.S. servicemen and women lost their lives there, never, not even counting, you know, all the Afghani natives that lost their lives as well. Now, China, you know, is going to be thinking about stabilization, as I mentioned. The other thing, of course, is this $3 trillion trove of rare earth metals that is and minerals in the country. And everyone always talks about that. And the Chinese have a copper mine there that has been rather unsuccessful heretofore. There was talk of an oil pipeline. So I think they have eyes wide open about what it means to mitigate, if you will, the political instability there, and also what it means to potentially benefit economically, which is to say that is extremely difficult. So the Chinese are talking to the Taliban, they have, but they're going to be extremely wary. And of course, this country stands right and square in the face of their Belt and Road policy. So it's going to be something for them to figure out.
Yeah, most definitely. And it is not a simple situation, to your point, with all those different threads. Andy, good to see you. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.